Do you believe in click it or
die? 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, welcome to Click It or Ticket. I am Pete Mugino.
Glenn Marshall here. Play this at my funeral, guys.
Well, I was thinking of not having a funeral for you so much as we're going to have like a memorial service and then just drop your ashes out of a plane.
Oh, okay, good.
Over the ocean, I was thinking.
Yeah.
Over the sea.
Wait, you're Anne Frank, right?
Yeah.
You said
no,
you were
I'm a little
Glenn
boy in Spain playing piano.
Well, now you are. You weren't before.
Glenn, you can't see this, obviously, maybe on the enhanced cast, but Glenn is just looking at pictures of hot dudes right now.
Yeah, I know.
He's looking at a
I'm
hot
I'm going through a Cosmo here, and there's just a lot of hot guys.
Have you been flipping through that a lot? Have you discovered anything you wanted to talk about?
No, not really. Basically, the only thing I learned in a Cosmo gyno, which was thongs, you gotta wash that shit because you can get a yeast infection.
Wait, as opposed to people who wear thongs and like don't wash it?
Yeah, I don't know. And the other thing
was... Well, dirty thonging is really a recent trend, and
yeah.
it's not okay.
Let me see that dirty thong.
So I can wash it for you.
Yeah.
No,
see,
dirty,
I mean, like, I meant let me see it literally, like give it to me, like not like let me, like show it to me, let me see it.
The dirty thong song?
Yeah, that needs to be washed.
Smells like balls.
No, dude, like the first 50 pages of this is just like... Lots of guys, like this dude from Vermont.
Are they attractive but non-threatening?
Thomas Hand.
No, they're all really threatening.
Yeah, they're all
that guy actually, as Glenn said that, he opened to a page, that guy looked really fucking menacing. Holding the
this,
mic.
This dude looks like fucking, what's his name? Not Batman. The guy who played the new Bond.
He kind of, what, his, Daniel Craig?
Yeah, body-wise. Like
great radio.
But his face looks like Scott Peterson or whatever.
Yeah, when he comes out of the ocean.
It looks like he's going to kill you.
Glenn, I gotta warn you, holding the microphone up to the picture is not going to let the audience see
Hey, here, guys, check this guy out.
Wow.
They should have, like, the hottest, like, actual murderers. People were convicted of killing their girlfriends, but having them do model shooting.
Well,
real lady killers.
They get thousands upon thousands of love
letters.
Yeah,
those dudes, they always manage to reproduce. Like one of the Manson guys, I don't. What is his fucking name? He
Marilyn
Helter Skelter.
He managed to managed to knock a chick up and have like three kids before he got killed. Actually, no, I don't. I think he's just in for life. I don't think he's on death row.
Really?
I don't think people on death row should be allowed to like reproduce. It's like clearly your genes suck.
Yeah, we selected them to be removed.
Yeah, like, sorry.
Nature selected.
Yeah,
them.
You're not allowed to
by
vote.
Nature,
and
oh, nature jail. Nature jail.
Yeah, yes. Chaos theory.
Oh, shit. Oh. That's why this Cosmo is so weird.
It's old. These
no,
are old
no,
ones.
No, no. One side was Cosmo men, which is counterintuitive because you'd think it'd be like, wow, this is going to be like the Maxim side. But no, it's like upside down. And
yeah,
just,
the chick side.
It's just filled with
normal
dudes.
Normal Cosmo has tons of pictures of like scantily clad hot chicks and... And then the men's section they put in a bunch of, like, naked, ripped dudes.
Yeah, so I don't think I'm going to look at that anymore now that I've gotten all the way through.
Well, based on all our exploration, we know that they clearly know what they're talking about and doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're, the writers at Cosmo are, and editors...
Tread lightly here, Nick.
Geniuses.
Oh, okay.
The oddest thing about Cosmo is every girl reads it. Every single girl I think I've ever known.
At this point, it must just be all fully automated. They must just sort of like just have a computer that spits out a certain amount of synonyms and makes the same, because it's the same articles every month, isn't
let's,
it?
Well, that's disheartening.
I know sometimes they're worse.
That's disheartening because that means they had to fire a lot of monkeys with typewriters.
What kind of typewriters?
Old ones? I don't know. I'm not a typewriter aficionado.
I've always admired people who were, but yeah, I never took the time. There's a lot of things I want to be really good at, but I really don't want to take the time to learn, to like start them out. Like, I want to know like a million foreign languages, but learning foreign languages sucks.
Yeah, now anyone who uses a typewriter is just like a douchebag who's trying to look like a hipster.
Yeah, is like really old and is uses it to write complaints to like local newspapers.
Yeah, but it is nice when you're really like pissed off and you can be like, chick, 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 chick. Like, motherfucker. And,
they, like, slam the carriage return.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's called. Did not know that.
Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that, though. It's cool.
Yeah, returning carriages here on Click It or Ticket.
No,
as opposed
I
to
hate
last...
this fucking carriage. I'm sending it back.
As opposed to last episode when I tried to chase after a carriage and was left in the dust.
The
no, 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 but then I caught on.
The typewriters that don't have that, like, whiteout feature, I don't even know how you deal with that.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No problem, dude. Start over.
My mom was telling me about that in grad school. She was like, if you make one typo, you're starting your whole page over again.
That's just awful.
That's really, that's like an anxiety attack while you're typing.
Yeah. I would freak out and, like, start fucking up just because.
Even when I type slow, I sometimes make a mistake, you know.
I never make mistakes.
That's why there are erasers and pencils.
That's why pencils have erasers.
Yeah, yeah. So
we're quoting The Simpsons. We have The Simpsons game here. I don't know if.
Yeah, some Simpsons trivia.
Pete got this for Christmas, he said, like.
Years ago.
10 years ago?
Yeah, I would say about.
And Glenn had offered to.
Oh, I was looking at hot chicks.
He's looking at Revlon ads and
damn
shit.
Damn it.
This is a really clever disguise to mask your purchasing of makeup, Glenn.
Hey.
Saying you're checking out the chicks in the ads.
We said we wouldn't talk about that on the air. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I'd. All right. Let me look for a good one here. Let me look for a doozy.
This is just playing for. We're not. We keep. Let's just. Yeah, let's just see how.
Oh, no. You guys got to play for keeps here.
Keeping what?
Just throw a couple our way.
Whoa, Pete.
Yeah, what'd you do there?
Cranking your volumes there.
Yeah. You want to, like, deafen all of us?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, you're really loud right now.
Yeah, and I, like, all right.
Let's just talk to me, Pete. Tell me how your
I'm
day
talking,
was.
I'm talking.
There we go. Oh, yeah, that sounds
I'm not that loud.
You were for a second, man.
I'm a quiet dude.
You were booming like the thunder in the
that
day
That was just
tomorrow.
My voice.
Oh. Well, that's that acting training coming
up. All right, guys, let's start you off with a softball here. In Treehouse of Horror 9, when he's possessed by Snake's hair, Homer kills Apu and who?
I know this one.
Pete?
And I can
Wiggum, right?
I can name the murder weapon. No, it was Moe with a corkscrew.
Ooh.
Oh, that's right.
Tears his heart out.
See?
Oh, my.
Much like I just tore your heart out on that question.
You did. I'm rusty.
Do you remember how he killed, to redeem yourself, how did he kill Apu?
Uh-oh.
He beat him to death and jammed him in the squishy machine.
Oh,
and
that's
as
right.
Wiggum is talking to the news reporters, he's drinking a squishy from, like, the clearly...
Yeah, with his legs sticking out, right?
Yeah. So, Pete and I, in case you guys don't know us, which means there's probably, like, one listener out there who doesn't know us personally, Pete and I are bigger Simpsons fans than anyone should
be. Average person. I am rusty, though. I haven't watched the show much recently.
I mean, last spring, I was watching a ton of them, but it's much to my regret, I haven't been watching much lately.
Yeah, it's tough.
It keeps me happy.
It does.
You guys ready for another?
Yeah, always.
All right. When Burns gives Homer money for a bowling team, Mr. Burns is high on what?
Oh, God.
I know this one.
Of course you do. Go ahead.
It's Ether.
Yep.
Who does he think Homer is?
The pin pals. No idea.
What's Poppin' Fresh or something like that? Like
Yeah. The
delightful bowl of chemicals. Yeah.
And he actually laughs like it when he pokes him. Yes.
And then the best part comes right after that. Pete, you know what happens after that, right? Where the janitor, when Mole Man goes in to, like, also get free money.
Yeah.
You can run us through this part.
And he thinks he's the delightful leprechaun from the Lucky Charms commercial.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Burns says, I'm going to get your Lucky Charms. And he pulls out a drill, and then all you hear is a drilling sound in my brain.
Oh, no.
All right, guys.
That wouldn't get you Lucky Charms.
This is a chance for Nick not to just entirely walk all over you here. In the episode Principal Charming, Moe asks Homer to lighten up because he's making happy hour what?
Ooh. I know that Moe at one point calls a town jubilation committee and tells them he's got something that's going to make him a whole lot less jubilant. But I don't... this is the second question you've asked us, not on the show, but in general, from this Principal Charming episode. And I guess I'm not as up to snuff on this one as I should be. You're making the happy...
It's going to rhyme, too.
You're making
the
Simpsons. Is this a quote with a blank? You're making the happy hour blank?
Mm-hmm. Two words.
Way too happy?
Happy hour, happy...
It's bitterly ironic.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. I thought you guys were fans, but I guess not.
We were until you started getting into it. And then it wasn't cool anymore.
Oh, okay. You know when my parents started letting me watch it after I was like 20? Yeah.
It was a good day.
Yeah, that was fair, I thought. You know, I could watch, like, Cops, but I wasn't allowed to watch, like, a silly cartoon
on
show.
On the news, supposedly, they actually had, like, a police chase, like, live broadcast on the news, and then the guy gets out of his car and shot himself in the head. And, like, was just, like, broadcast live on TV. But we don't want to hear the word shit.
Shorts.
They censored out. I had this is my stand-up bit, but this blows my mind. They were talking about porn websites on TV once, and someone said youporn.com, and they censored out the com part.
Why?
I don't know what the fuck they think they're achieving. These are some really bright goddamn people who are protecting us from profanity. I'm glad they are trusted with controlling what my thoughts are allowed to have.
What if it said .net, though? Think of the children.
Yeah, it's true. What if it's youporn.edu?
Oh, my God. Because then they'd have access to it.
On their school computers.
Exactly. The thing there wouldn't know to block it out.
All right, you guys ready for one more?
Yeah. Yeah, what should we say? Best of seven? I'm up 2-0. I'm up 2-0, Pete. What do you think?
I'm down.
All right.
You're going to win.
In the episode in Homer Simpson in Kidney Trouble, according to Homer, what forgives all?
The sea?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I remember that now. The sea forgives all. Next one, Pete.
All right.
Yeah.
I need to go through these here.
Well, this will just be match one. Well, they'll be best of seven matches.
Why don't we turn it into a tennis game where you have to?
Since I'm answering first, I'm serving.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
So, all right, I'm up 40. I'm up 45 love then. 40 love, because I'm 3-0.
Yeah.
40 love.
Yeah, it's 40 love.
Where are we playing?
Game point.
Okay.
Service.
Do you want to do two games?
Yeah. Each have a service game. I'll see if I can break serve.
In the episode Flaming Moe's.
Okay.
Homer says, if there were any justice in the world, his face would be what? Covered with kisses, on crappy merchandise, or signed and rich?
If there's any justice, my face would be... Sorry, can I get those choices one more time? You sound really sexy when you read them.
Covered with kisses, on crappy merchandise, or signed and rich?
I'm going with C.
Me too.
That's on crappy merchandise. You're both wrong.
Damn it.
Oh, wow.
All right. So this is going to be tennis rules, though. It's 40 love, and so if you come back and it's like deuce, and we'll have to
Okay, so I guess it is deuce. Well, we both missed, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what that means in tennis. It's fault one.
In the principal and the pauper,
what does Homer think to do right after Skinner admits to being an imposter? Get the hanging rope. Laugh like he knows what's going on, look shocked, and move slowly towards the cake.
See. Hey, I'm serving here. I get first crack at it. It's definitely C. That's Armand Tamzarian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it looks like Nick is taking the first game.
So I'll hold serve. All right. So it's...
Yeah. No, you don't hold. Oh, yeah, you held. Yeah, okay.
Yes,
so
Pete, you answer all these questions first now.
All right.
Love here.
In Mayored to the Mob, according to Mayor Quimby, the people at the sci-fi convention are futurists, cyberphiles, or what? Functioning nutcases, uber geeks, or dateless wonders?
Dateless wonders.
What happens if we both get it right?
Well, apparently server wins, because that's what happened last
time. Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll go with A.
Well, you're wrong, Nick. Sorry. Pete was right. It's Dateless Wonders.
There's no advantage for me to pick the same one. No reason for me to pick the same one.
I didn't make the rules. All right?
All right. I'm just a little gamesmanship. Sorry if you guys can't handle it.
Please don't talk with your mouth full. You're making me sick.
What's that? I can't hear you with my mouth full.
All right.
I didn't eat dinner. Not all of us work at restaurants.
Yeah, I brought my...
Only most of us.
Yeah.
Glenn is most of us.
Two out of three, man.
All right. In One Fish, Two Fish, Blowfish, Bluefish, what is number 10 on Homer's list of things to do before dying? Go hang gliding, wear cashmere, or prank call Mo?
Oh, wait. Wear cashmere.
Well, that sounds right. But once again, if I pick the same answer, there's no benefit. Because even if it is right. No, because even if it is right, I'm fucked. So I'm going to say... those other two choices are from other episodes. Because the hang gliding's from the Big Brother episode.
Do we want to alter the rules?
Well, I mean, let's play with them for today, and then we'll talk off air. We'll talk off air, and we'll make this game perfect. Even though right now it's like 99% perfect.
We won't bore you with all that. We'll bore you with this instead.
Yeah, this is really boring. I'll just go with C, just because it's either A or C.
Yeah, it was hang gliding, so I think you're both wrong.
Wow.
Oh wow. Fuck.
All right, here's a good one because this is one of my favorite episodes.
Been from another episode.
Yeah, that's the Big Brother episode where Bart and Homer game the system and. He's hang gliding with his older brother.
Of course.
I think this is one of my favorite episodes. In 2001 Greyhounds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What are Mr. Burns' slippers made out of?
Slippers.
Yep.
Gophers for my loafers.
That's his loafers.
No, those are
warmer gophers.
African endangered rhino.
Nick?
Grizzly bear underwear, turtle's necks, I've got my share. I was going to say, I could see Pete running through the song in his head. Like my loafers, former gophers. Was that a skimmer? What is he? African endangered rhino. I know that he has footwear that's African endangered rhino. Yeah, I think so.
It's actually albino African rhino.
So what, I mean, you're the judge, dude.
Yeah, no, you're both wrong. Fuck you.
So it's still 5-love Pete? Yeah, this sucks. Wow.
Wow.
Nice. I
feel like I'm going to give you that one, Pete.
Yeah, hats off to
so
you.
It's so close.
African endangered rhino, I mean.
It's albino endangered rhino? What was the official?
Albino endangered rhino.
Albino African endangered rhino, yeah. So, all right, so it's 30-love Pete. God, it's good to hold serve.
It's working out.
All right.
Makes sense. We should keep the rule the same. Serving should be an advantage.
Okay. All right.
In The Simpsons, it's kind of like Risk, how the advantage goes to the defender, but only the exact opposite.
Except there are dice differences, which balance things out. That.
So
anyway.
Like,
in The Simpsons, 130...
Pete gets three answers. I only get two.
In The Simpsons 138th episode spectacular,
ooh.
Troy wonders what adventures The Simpsons will have between now and when the show becomes what?
No longer profitable.
Yep.
Yeah, it's unprofitable. I'm going to let Pete go with that one.
40 love. Damn.
Wow.
Another ace. All right, I think we should play one more game. Just to know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is really fun.
Yeah, this is a blast for us.
Or before the show becomes... That's not a question, Professor.
I wonder who's sitting listening to this. Just
I don't know. Like, I wonder...
If we have any Simpsons fans, I'm sure they're loving it, but...
Yeah,
No, screw you. If you're not a Simpsons fan, you need to go back and watch it. And realize why this
If you think this is fun, wait till you see the show.
All right. In the episode Viva Ned Flanders, Homer says...
Sir, right?
Yes. Sorry. Homer says the little voice of common sense in your head can be treated with what?
Viva Ned Flanders. This, Pete's got to answer first here.
What? No, you do. Oh, is it so much?
It's 40 love, yeah. You got to do this to win the game. Not the match, just the game. Hold serve in Simpsons tennis.
It's booze and something. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I don't want to help you. You're a competitor.
That's true.
Well, while Pete's thinking about this, all of the stocks I have in my ticker went up today. So. It's all green.
So,
with
Pete,
plus signs.
Things are looking up.
What are you going to go with?
I'm just going to say booze. I know it's all booze and blank, but.
Yeah.
It's hard because I keep associating with other things. Like when he's getting out of the, he's like, "Brain, I'm gonna. Once we get out of this, I can just get back to killing you with beer."
Don't hit me.
Just don't hit. Yeah, just don't hit me ahead in the when I get out, and then, sorry. Booze. And, I don't. I just want to have booze and something. Booze and football. I don't know.
Yeah, the answer is just alcohol.
Wow.
So you had just alcohol, Pete. Holding serve.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
All right, so that's 1-1.
All right, and I hold serve?
Yeah, you were serving that game.
Oh, I understand what you meant. I thought you meant, like, I hold serve to the next game.
Yeah, no. It's not basketball. We're just winning out. This is a country club sport here in country club country. And
white collar times here on Clicker Ticket.
Yeah. Not enjoying street games. Here
not
on
at all.
Ticket.
You
need proper equipment, and you can't improvise a situation to play.
You also you can't have cargo short. Not allowed.
I showed up to the place where I got tennis lessons when I was a kid once in cargo shorts, and my instructor was pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Like really, they were like khaki cargo shorts, but he was like pissed.
Jean cargo shorts.
And I was like, I don't understand. You'd think you'd want as many pockets as you could get for this sport. Then you don't need to get balls as much. But
Well, that's part of it. It's like walking to every hole in golf. which no one does.
Yeah, and it's like, I guess if you deign to needing more pockets than just the two, that implies that you don't have a ball boy working for you. So you're admitting that you're not really fucking rich.
Even if you don't have one, you have to imply. It's like, oh, yeah. he's off getting me caviar and...
Yeah, and
more tennis paraphernalia.
Champagne-flavored water. Because I'm playing tennis.
It's just seltzer.
Yeah. Flavored like champagne.
Champagne seltzer. Someone invent it, and we will endorse it.
Yeah, it's kind of like vitamin water, only there's nothing healthy about it. All right. I'm still looking for a good one here. I wish we had a mic stand, you know?
We have some that came with the... it's interesting. The mics that we bought, they came with a little clip that goes on a mic stand.
Exactly, yeah,
exactly. As if we already have the mic stand.
Well, surely, if they're buying the mic, they have the stand.
I can't stand this logic.
I really can't stand.
I have a good one here.
The first time I started hanging out with Pete, like towards the beginning of this fruitful heterosexual relationship, mm-hmm. We were in the band room at one point in high school, and... Pete picked up a music stand and announced to whoever cared to listen, it's time to take his stand.
And then left the room with the stand.
Exactly.
Shitty wordplay. Nostalgic. Shitty wordplay.
All right, here's a good one, you guys.
Well, you are a good friend. Now you must smite me. Yeah. Sure, serve.
All
well,
right.
If I don't hold serve, I don't know what'll happen.
Springfield, the first S is a dollar sign, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love Legalized Gambling. That's one of the best titles.
All their titles are.
This is from season 4.
Clever. Yeah.
Barney swallows a cup of what?
Quarters.
Yep. Right, he wins. He smoked me on that too.
And he starts coughing them up, and they say, hey, this guy's cashing out.
Yeah.
Or he burps them up. Sorry, my bad. And he saves Maggie from Siegfried and Roy's tiger.
He calls her Bart.
Yeah. He's still a little... Oh, man.
So, more banter.
All right. In the Telltale Head, who does Homer say should be allowed into heaven? Really smart apes, strippers, or guys who drink light beer?
Really smart.
Dude.
I forgot you're serving.
Yeah, new question. I was going to say A, but then that seems like lame because Pete said it first.
Sorry, instinct kicks in.
The other two were just not plausible. Yeah. Homer would never say, light beer is never, like, mentioned.
Yeah.
All right, in Itchy and Scratchy and Marge.
We have plenty of new ideas for the future. Like what? All right, we don't have any new ideas for the future. Are you happy now? No.
No. You guys ready? Are you done with your playful banter?
Yes.
All right, in the episode Itchy and Scratchy and Marge... What does Moe's sign say at the protest rally?
Shit.
No to everything. Bring back wagon train or we'll work for sex.
I think it's C.
I'm going to say A.
Well, you're both wrong. It was bring back wagon train.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
I've seen that. I know that episode decently, but
yeah,
that's an old one. That's season 2 or 3.
Yeah, where she is opposed to all the violence. Yeah,
yeah, I loved the Psycho parody in that where Maggie hits Homer on the head with a hammer to the Psycho music, and then the red paint goes down the drain. And the shower curtain, which is inexplicably in their basement.
Yeah, then he tears down.
That what's interesting about The Simpsons, after watching a lot, I'll put this out there, though. You guys know how I haven't seen any movies, pretty much ever. So when I do see classic, famous movies like Vertigo,
so
like Psycho,
and I've seen a good amount,
and Citizen Kane, all these things, I'm like, oh, The Simpsons made fun of this.
I even saw Dirty Harry for the first time recently, and like there was an entire scene that The Simpsons replicated.
Like, from, like, completely, or?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, down to the motions.
Are you guys ready for another?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
All right, it's only, what, 5 love right now?
All right, in Moaning Lisa, Homer eats a bag of what salty treat? Poco Locos, Logical Pretzels, or Pork Rinds Light?
Moaning Lisa.
Pork Rinds Light is such a great concept.
I think it's C.
I think it's B. I think it's Logical Pretzels.
Yeah, it was Pork Rinds Light.
Okay, 30 love. Because, Logical... I would have remembered Logical Pretzels.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Me too.
Which one was Moaning Lisa?
I can't remember.
I'm not the Simpsons nerd.
I was
looking at my fellow Simpsons nerd. Anyway, all right. Well, let's close this game out.
All right. In Homer Defined, the coffee mugs at the Springfield Nuclear Power Plant are shaped like what?
Homer Defined the mugs. Man, this is tough.
That's the one with to defeat the spider's curse, isn't it?
Simpson quote a Bible verse? No. no, because he's hardly in the plant in that one. Shit, and there's no multiple choice for this?
Nope.
I don't know, Lenny. They're shaped like Lenny.
I'm going to see Mr. Burns' face.
Nope, they're shaped like cooling towers. So, you
oh
know, like
my
nuclear,
God,
nuclear
I was
power plants.
I was going to say the nuclear tower.
Oh.
You said Lenny and it sparked a shit.
Well, you know, if
fault,
I can't, if I can't,
one.
If my offense isn't good, I got to play good D.
That's true. You return that and then, I don't even know what, that's a fault, I guess. There was never any any volleying in this.
Yeah, no.
It's like ace on the serve.
It's either ace or
fault.
Double fault.
Or return for like a smoke. Like,
you guys ready for another?
Just like real men's tennis.
Exactly.
This isn't women's tennis where they rally for 20 minutes
yeah.
at point.
You ain't no Serena Williams.
And then withdraw with a hamstring injury.
You ain't no Sharapova.
Glenn went to the U.S. Open. But yeah, here, sorry.
The Last Temptation of Crust. That's the episode.
Yeah, okay. Krusty.
The audience is appalled when Krusty does what imitation?
Miso Sally? The Asian.
Okay.
The Asian impression.
Yeah, it says a stereotyped Chinese man.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah, where he's like, oh.
Miso Sally. Yeah, he makes fun of airplane
food. Miso Sally.
Yeah. And then he becomes a comedian and he like pulls his hair back into a
bunny. And he just tells the
Yeah, he becomes like Andrew Dice Clay.
Kind of, yeah.
And he hangs out with Jeannie Garofalo. The best moment in that episode is definitely when Krusty makes a big, heartfelt rant and Homer just yells, "Don't you hate pants?"
Yeah. I hope he tells us to burn our pants. These things are chafing me. And then when he gets angry at the end,
he throws
his
them.
Pants at
yeah. All right. 40 love. Serving to hold. Service is a huge edge.
All right here.
It's true.
In Home Sweet Home Diddly Dumb Doodly, Homer practices being a good dad with who sitting on his lap?
Cletus.
Yep.
He's right.
What did I cut my thumb on the screen door again.
Why you?
And then he just starts strangling. All right, so first three games of Simpsons Tennis, the inaugural game here on Click
yeah,
or
I like
Chicken.
I like the tennis vibe.
Yeah, good.
We definitely need to work out service, though.
Yeah.
I think that if you get it, you get first answer and you get a priority if you have the same answer or multiple choice. But if you get two wrong answers, it's a double fault.
Okay.
And Glenn, you need to start working on your answer as opposed to saying, like, yep, next, right. You have to be like, oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Long.
Oh. Back.
Yeah, I know. And I need to read it like some, like, European bitch. It's like Nick 40.
Yeah, like the.
Beat love.
Yeah, the computerized.
Pete 15. No, it's always like a really hot European broad they
when
have.
When Lenny is going.
Yeah, exactly. When Lenny's going next serve. I love that, dude.
You went to the US Open.
I was at the US Open on Monday, and there was a really, really hot chick doing that European voice thing. And like I checked out the booth. I saw like Venus Williams sitting with her mom and just sitting in the booth.
Before
there,
we continue, we all agree Venus Williams is way hotter than Serena.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right.
Okay.
Sorry, let's just keep going.
Yeah, no, and then I was just like scoping
She's
around.
She's my Venus.
I was looking at the celebrity
She's
boxes because like there's always hot chicks there.
Leg razor.
And then these really hot chicks started playing tennis, so I started watching that with the binoculars. But then I just started staring at the announcer chick because goddamn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hot chicks are really good at like announcing. Look at Lingo, that game on the.
Oh my god, I'm actually an enormous Lingo fan.
Yeah, almost entirely because of the blonde chick.
And they switched.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's the British one and the not British one.
I think the British one is hotter, but they were both hot.
The American one's hotter, I would say.
Really? Maybe I'm confused.
The best part about
sexually.
All right. Here's what got me into Lingo though. I was watching it with my roommate Joe Cisternelli. If you're listening to this. God bless.
He fucking better be. He knows we need every hit we can get.
Yeah, but he's busy in L.A. being managed by one of the top managers out there, Brad Lamack. But the reason why Lingo stuck with me, though, is because it was these two, like, kind of bookish-looking girls on the game show facing these two, like, I'll stop talking.
Sorry, I'm trying.
No, we weren't paying attention.
We're trying to figure out how to hold up the fingers on time. But I'm like, Christian was rarely holding a mic when he did it, so
there's a piece of workout equipment between us. So there's one finger.
But he was much better than Ryan. All right, Ryan was like flash like a peace symbol four times, and then
he would wave like a traffic cone at you.
But he would hold his fingers really up in a line at you, so he could be holding up all of his fingers or like one of them, and you'd have no fucking idea.
He was guarding himself in case he tried to poke his eyes.
Oh God,
Three Stooges.
We're coming to the end here, but the reason why Lingo sealed the deal, I mean, the game itself is like kind of fun to watch, but the thing that sealed it was these two bookish girls versus these two like kind of like frosted tipped hair wearing
some bros,
fratty bros.
But they asked them what they were doing. They're like, so like Brody and Brayden, like what do you do? And he was like, well, I'm a freelance janitor, and
all right,
and that's even the best part. And he's like, and I'm a professional Foursquare instructor.
Foursquare.
A game that has no real clear rules that you play when you're in fourth grade with like
every
little chalk lines.
Yeah, I work with at least an hour a day every summer.
No double taps.
I play Foursquare with the kids.
He's not even a coach. He's an instructor. He teaches them how to play a game with no rules.
So you get like private lessons with him?
Hey, that's what he said on national TV.
90% of that. Please tell me they killed the bookish women at this word game. But
Yes, they did.
Oh, really?
Oh, and it's the best till this day. I've watched a lot of Lingo since then. It's still like the craziest come from behind victory I have ever seen. And at the end, they came with the grand prize. It's being like, oh, I don't know. Is it like bags? And it's just like, yes, like with like one left. And then like, yeah.
Woo. Going to buy so many Foursquare balls with this?
Instructor.
All right. The best Foursquare, 90% of it, watch kids play it. 95% of it is kids arguing about the rules. And then when the kid becomes a new server, he's like, all right, the rules are
Jolly Green Giant, cherry bombs,
bubble wrap, no chicken feet, server laser, ready or not, saw three, and then everything's a do-over because it's always on the line because 80% of the court is fucking lines.
And what are the rules? I mean, you could just hit it, like spike it at the ground and have it bounce out of like...
Double taps, catching the ball, no slams.
I'm saying none of these crazy rules even involve. This guy's a professional Foursquare instructor. It's a game where you could slam as hard as you can right away into the other person's body and go flying over their head.
It's a really fascinating social thing to watch because when little kids are playing it, and I know this is you're rightfully so, you're baffled by the professional Foursquare instructor. Which, yeah, but just one last thing on actual Foursquare is it's all just who the kids like the most. You know, it's like whoever's server, he's like, well, I'm going to make this kid out because server is like tyrant.
Kids playing games,
the natural
border
things is monarchy.
Any sort of playground game is
I was going to just add one quick thing to that. In third grade, we actually had such a problem with the arguments that would go down that like when we went out as a class or recess, it was like, you're playing McGee rules. And she sat down and she's like, all right, what are these crazy rules you're playing by? And we selected like a few of them that were like reasonable, that could be played. Like
that could actually be used.
Yeah. And it was McGee rules. Mrs. McGee was our teacher. And that was it. And that was all we could do.
Yeah, that was what Pete and I had introduced to the Foursquare at the summer camp we worked at. We said just old school rules, which is like, just hit the ball.
Yeah.
Just hit the fucking ball. Old school rules. And they're like, what is that? I'm like, you just hit it.
One other thing.
It's a game
now,
you play.
What service does this instructor provide? Is it for kids who are so bad at Foursquare that they're
they
like
need help?
Ridiculed off the playground, they go home crying every day?
No, that would be a Foursquare coach. That's what I'm saying.
No.
He's an instructor. He teaches them how to play it. It's like, make up your own rules.
But he's not a gym teacher.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, he is a Foursquare instructor.
So maybe
he teaches clinics that like the gym teachers have to go to.
Maybe he's to blame for these goddamn shitty
there's
rules.
There's no instructor for any sport.
Maybe
he's a basketball teacher.
Maybe he's like, super creative.
Teacher, I guess.
Maybe you want to make coach sound more impressive.
Just explaining.
Maybe you wanted to say guy who got fired from working at the school.
No, he's but like you
free,
call a tennis
glorified freelance
a tennis
janitor.
Instructor is someone who's like a coach type thing. You go get private lessons from. I'm saying like
yeah, they
this dude
teach
gets
you
private
how to play.
Foursquare lessons.
I mean, there's definitely a place for obscure sports that like just aren't played here. For example, like Emory has as a PE instructor.
That would be a trainer.
They have handball, which is offered, but it's like at least that's an international sport. And he's actually the like USA Olympic coach.
Yeah, it's in the fucking Olympics.
Like, is like a PE instructor for handball at Emory,
and you're like
which
a
is cool.
Trainer.
But yeah,
more so.
But
not instructor.
Did he
of a game that has no?
Did he get his master's in Foursquare?
He
like
must
what?
Have. But if
Foursquare
if,
education,
if that was the case, he got his PhD in Lingo.
Well, I hope you got a PhD in this podcast. The P is for podcast, and the H is for age.
And the age. Well, we'll hopefully rework the Simpsons tennis. Maybe we'll even take on the form of a new sport.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you guys know the rules of cricket?
No, but I do know the rules of Foursquare because I had a great instructor.
All right, so why don't we play? Why don't we get two other people and play Simpsons Foursquare?
Done.
All right. We all great instructors. Good night, everyone.